Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. First of all, thank you so much for the incredible response on the first couple episodes. I have been absolutely floored by the feedback and just really appreciate you guys listening in. So today's episode is going to touch on a topic that I get questions about, no joke, every single day, and that is dating apps. Now, this is definitely a topic that we will dive into in future episodes too, because there is too much to talk about when it comes to dating apps and digital dating. But specifically what I want to focus on in today's episode is how to optimize your dating profile on an app or a website and essentially stand out so that you're not only matching with higher quality singles, but also singles who are more compatible to you. So we're going to dive into all of that today. Stay with me because some of these tips might surprise you. I know they certainly surprised me. And we might also go into some questions that I received in my Instagram DMs, which, by the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, please make sure you do. My handle is at ask.nelly. That way you can send me a voice note with a question and you might be featured on a future episode. Hey there, it's your girl, Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single, because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast, and I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast.
Hey, Nelly, I'm setting up my profiles on the dating apps and I just don't know where to start. What are some tips and tricks you have for creating a profile that will get the most matches?
Thank you so much for that question. So basically, you want to know how to optimize your dating app profile to get higher quality matches and matches with people who are more, as mentioned earlier, compatible to you. It's going to differ, by the way, a little bit between men and women, because women statistically are attracted to different types of photos and men are statistically attracted to different types of photos. But at a high level, what I will say to anyone who's on a dating app is quality of photos matters. Okay, these are visual platforms. Men and women are both visual. Men are, studies show, a little bit more visual typically than women are. But these are visual platforms and first impressions count. You will not get the date with the kind of person you want to get the date with if your photos do not accurately and authentically represent who you are. So it's really important that you are always putting your best foot forward. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by having high resolution, high quality images. If you don't already have these, I strongly suggest, and it is an investment, but I strongly suggest hiring a professional photographer, someone who really understands angles, who has the equipment, has the gear, can properly edit, you know, your color resolution on the photos and essentially make you look really high quality. There's nothing worse than when you go on one of these apps and you see photos from like 2010. And listen, I know plenty of people who are standouts in real life, but they don't get matches on dating apps because, well, first of all, they don't ask me for tips. But secondly, they have old photos that simply do not represent who they are. Funny enough, I actually went on a date with someone recently and the photos that they had in their profile were so different than how they looked in real life. I mean, they didn't look bad in real life, but it was just not an accurate representation of who they were. And if you're on dating apps and you've been on them for a while, maybe you've even had that experience yourself where you've met someone on an app and then you meet them in person. You're like, wait, are you the same human? That is not the kind of response you ever want someone to have to you. And I always say, and I've said this before on previous episodes, I believe in karma. And so what goes around comes around, at least the way I look at life. So if you are leading with inauthenticity and you are not being accurate and authentic and really positioning yourself the way you are in real life, or at least as close to possible as that as you can embody in a two-dimensional photo, then you're essentially positioning yourself to also attract catfishes. So professional photos go a long way. And I always say, you know, lifestyle branded photos, right? You don't need these crazy. Have you guys ever seen like the Disney Channel or like modeling catalog audition photos where they're just very, you know, it looks like someone went to like the back of a CVS and had like a passport photo taken and then that's their headshot. That's not the type of photos I'm talking about here when I say high res. I'm talking about lifestyle pictures, pictures of you in a outfit that you would typically wear, right? Maybe it's you in workout clothes or you in a power suit or you in a really nicely fitted dress and heels with your hair done and your makeup done or, you know, just a more clean look, living your life. Those photos go a long way. I had one client, matchmaking client of mine, who was getting virtually no matches on dating apps, hence he hired me. But I always say diversification is key. Even to my matchmaking clients, it always helps to be on dating apps. It helps to still approach people in person because, frankly, I don't care if you meet someone through me or if you meet someone at a coffee shop or on a dating app. I just care that you meet someone. And so we had professional photos taken of him. He uploaded those photos to his Bumble and he reached out to me the next day. He said, Nelly, it's night and day. I went from having virtually no matches to, you know, waking up to like 50 women, you know, matching with me on Bumble. And he was absolutely shocked. I wasn't, because that is the power of professional photography. In addition, though, if you can't fork out the couple hundred bucks that it typically costs to get professional photos taken, and I know that that's, you know, on the lower end, sometimes professional photos can run you four figures. But if you can't justify that investment, I suggest asking a family member or a friend who you feel can definitely take good photos of you and having them take it on like an iPhone or, you know, a nice camera and take a bunch of those pictures, because the more you have to work with, the more likely you are to have some diamonds within. So ask a friend. And what I would suggest too is, like, if that person doesn't know how to take photos, look online for, you know, what lifestyle branded photos look like on Pinterest, or, you know, look up best in class photos on Instagram, or on Google, and then essentially replicate those poses. So that's my suggestion for anyone who's interested in really increasing the quality of photos that you have already on your dating app profile. Also, make sure these are recent pictures. You know, if you haven't had photos taken of you in 5-6 years, but you do have professional photos from 5-6 years ago, that's still not essentially an accurate representation of who you are. So it certainly helps to have them, you know, updated. In addition, avoid photos that look like it could be you with your significant other. I have 5 siblings. So if I'm posing with one of my brothers, it could easily be mistaken that that could have been a significant other. So avoid photos with your siblings, avoid photos with your uncle or your dad or your gay best friend or, you know, whoever it might be that could be mistaken for a significant other, because studies show, Hinge came out with a study that that is basically a hard line, like it's 98% less likely for you to get a match. And so it's in your best interest to avoid that. Also, I say, you know, if you have 5 photos on your profile, 4 of those 5 photos should be you alone. Because you don't want someone going to your profile. And if you are on apps, this may have been something you've experienced where you open the app, you see someone's profile, every single photo is a group shot. You don't even know who the person is. So make sure that it is very clear who you are. And this is where I'm going to be even more real with you. If you have photos of you with friends who do not look great, okay. You know, example, they look very sloppy, they look unhygienic, I would avoid those too, because that will also extend into how the person on the receiving end perceives you. So it's in your best interest, I think, just to have photos by yourself. A group photo here and there, a family photo here and there certainly is good, because people also want to know that you're, you know, somewhat social. So that I would certainly suggest. But I always say having photos of you solo is great. Interestingly, if you have photos of you that are black and white, I'm going to pull up the actual study here. If you have photos of you that are black and white, you are going to increase your match rate by 106%. So black and white photos go a long way. I would say don't have every photo be black and white, but throw in a black and white photo. Why not? You have 106% higher likelihood of getting swiped on. For women specifically, This one actually shocked me. If you have photos of you with your hair up, I always have my hair down, but actually if you have photos with your hair up, you are increasing your chances of getting a swipe, like a right swipe or a like, by 27%. I believe the reason for this is because you're showing your facial features, and men like to see that. Also, for women, smiling with your teeth goes a long way. It actually increases your chance of getting a like by 76%. And if you're also looking away, like smiling into the distance and kind of candidly looking like you're looking away, that also will increase the number of likes you get. Whereas for men, it's the opposite. For men, if you're looking straight at the camera and you are not smiling with teeth, you are increasing the number of likes that you'll get substantially. Studies showed that that actually has 102% higher chance for men of getting a like. And the reason I believe that is because you come across more assertive looking, more masculine looking, right? You're not like looking like afraid. But I say the best is to have a diversity of all of this. And then, you know, in addition, what I would say to both genders is try to avoid beach photos. I was shocked by this, but men are 80% less likely to receive a like if they have a beach picture, and women, it's around the same. I think this is probably, if I had to guess, because I hate to say it this bluntly, but most people who are on a beach are usually holding a beer. They're usually in an unflattering bathing suit. So that could be why. but beach photos, studies show, just don't stick. Also, bathroom selfies are a no-go. I say avoid selfies altogether. If you have, you know, like a selfie thrown in, I don't think it's the end of the world, but you know, it just comes across a little bit 2010. I always think of like the Snooki pose, which I definitely was guilty of for several years. But yeah, avoid bathroom selfies, avoid selfies in general. And something else that really you want to stay away from, especially ladies, is overly filtered photos. Okay, you know what I'm talking about here. The Snapchat dog filters, Snapchat filters in general, they just don't look good. It looks like false advertising. It looks like you're hiding something. People want to see who you really are. It also comes across immature, okay? In addition, you know, overly face app or face-tuned photos do not look good. Yes, we can tell. Now, if it's you just kind of, you know, blurring out a pimple here or there, concealing, you know, a little thing in the background, I don't think that's the end of the world. But you know what I'm talking about when I'm saying overly face-tuned, face app photos where you look like a cartoon character, or you look like you were, you know, coming out of a Disney movie. We can't tell, and they just don't look good. And men are not swiping. High quality, high value men are not going to swipe on you if they see or sense that that is an overly filtered photo, because again, it comes across as if you are actively seeking to hide something, right? I would rather you have a less edited photo that does show a few more of those imperfections, but accurately represents you, than an overly filtered airbrushed picture that is obviously not what you look like, because I believe the first one is going to garner more likes and matches for you than the latter, and certainly higher quality ones. So those are some, you know, really kind of high level tips. Also, avoid wearing sunglasses. People want to see your eyes. You're actually 41% less likely to get a match if you have photos of you with sunglasses on. I wear sunglasses all the time, and I used to take tons of photos of me with sunglasses because I was like, oh, this is great. It hides my face. It like, you know, it looks fashionable, but that's the whole thing, right? It does hide your face. People want to see what you really look like. So, you know, if you're going to take the time to actually put yourself on dating apps and you really are serious about finding high quality matches, you owe it to yourself to have photos that really show who you are. Also, photos of you working out or doing a sport go a long way. So like if you're a golfer, have a photo of you golfing. If you play tennis, have a photo of you playing tennis or pickleball or running that marathon or skiing or even just working out at the gym. These photos convey that you take care of yourself and that you have hobbies, and they're also more likely to attract people who are compatible to you, right? So for example, like if you're a golfer and someone sees you on a platform and they see the golf photo and they also love golf, well, boom. They're going to look at that and be like, yeah, I want to go on a date with her. Yeah, I want to go on a date with him, because we already have that level of commonality. You know, or for example, if like someone's a skier, I love skiing. So I really will, you know, I'd really like it if I saw someone who had a ski photo, because that would tell me that we already had some degree of common interest. So, you know, if you're looking to specifically meet people who are compatible to you, that's one of the easiest ways to do that. Anyways, guys, we're about to cut to break, but if you want more tips on how to attract people on dating apps who are actually compatible to you, stay with me because we're going to dive into all that and more when we come back from the break. Thanks for staying with me, guys. So, as mentioned, there are certain things you can do on dating apps to also ensure you are positioning yourself to attracting someone who is compatible to you and someone of the caliber that you are interested in. And the biggest tip I can offer you on this is to really put yourself in the shoes of the person you're trying to attract. Now, obviously, we don't know who that person is specifically, right? We don't know their name. We don't know much about them. But for example, if you are looking to get with a really outdoorsy guy, like a granola guy, someone who camps, hikes, someone who isn't super flashy, someone who is taking care of themselves physically, really cares about what they put in their body, think about what kind of woman that man would most likely want in his life, right? Probably if he's a granola guy, he would want a granola girl. So maybe your photos also show that you are wearing Birkenstocks and hiking to the top of Aspen Mountain or Big Bear. Maybe your photos are a little bit more down to earth. Maybe you have a photo of you camping. Also, in your bio, maybe your prompt is, I'm looking for someone, dot, 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 to go camping with, right? Or dot, 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 to go on ski trips with. That is naturally going to excite the type of person that you are looking to attract. But the key to actually effectively carrying that out is to get clear on that person, right? What kind of life do you want? What kind of partner do you want? For example, if you know, I live in Beverly Hills, so I know tons of guys here who will not go camping, but they will absolutely go to a five-star restaurant. They live flashy lifestyles. They're in Loro Piana. They're in, three-piece suits, Tom Ford, all of it. And so if you put yourself in the position of that guy and you think about what kind of woman would he want to attract, maybe someone who looks more like a trophy wife, right? So maybe that's how you position yourself. And maybe your bio is something to the effect of, you know, my simple joys include Michelin star dinners and opening a nice bottle of wine, right? Think about, again, your audience. Or if it's like, you know, my favorite restaurant to go to dot, dot, dot is Wally's in Beverly Hills. That's going to attract a certain type of person. Versus my favorite restaurant to go to, dot, 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 is, and only Los Angeles people will probably understand this, but Great White in Venice, right? So again, think about your audience when you're putting together your profile, not just your photos, but your bio too. Here's another example. I have a lot of clients who are looking for God-fearing men. And so it would be in their best interest to maybe have a cross, either emoji or something about typical Sunday for me starts with going to church. Those types of things, including them in your profile, are going to pique the interest of a God-fearing man, right? Someone who is either Christian or Catholic and also is starting their Sunday off at church or is in touch with faith in that way. And on the flip end, you know, if you are, let's say, Indian, I have a lot of Indian clients, your bio might say something like, I'll introduce you to my parents if you can dot, 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 handle my crazy Jewish mother. So you see how you're speaking to your audience in your bio when you include those little things that are important to you, if they're important to you. And again, that doesn't necessarily have to be restricted to any particular thing. It could be a hobby of yours. It could be, it could be a religion or a type of experience that you really enjoy. So think about, again, you know, what kind of person you're trying to attract when you're putting your profile together, because that will actually improve the quality of matches. And it's not about quantity all the time. Yes, volume matters. It's nice to have a lot of matches, but it's really important that the matches you do have are actually people who you already have those established commonalities with, because you're already starting off with that compatibility factor. Now, with the dating apps, you can't screen for chemistry, right? Because that typically comes down to in-person. And if sparks are flying and if there's a connection and if you have the same sense of humor, you're laughing at the same things, and there's just that, you know, in-person attraction that you can't always put your finger on. Now, on that note, one of the easiest ways to pre-screen people for compatibility is also to omit or avoid certain photos or things in your bio that are going to deter the type of person you're trying to attract from swiping on you. For example, say you want someone who's really into health, fitness, takes care of themselves, and every single photo of you on your dating app profile looks like you're partying and getting drunk on the weekends and dancing on tables. I'm not knocking that, but ask yourself, is that actually positioning me to attract the caliber of person who leads this type of lifestyle? Probably not. And funny enough, I have audited so many people's dating apps over the years that a lot of the times you don't even realize how you're positioning yourself because you're so used to seeing those photos. I had one client, for example, who was not a partier. She was at home at like 8 o'clock at night, meal prep Sundays, going to the gym. She was extremely diligent about leading a healthy, clean lifestyle, but you would never gauge that from looking at her profile because every single picture looked like she was at a college frat party. And you know, every single photo, she had a cocktail in her hand or someone was like smoking a cigarette in the background. And she didn't even realize this because she had never taken on that perspective when looking at her profile. She just kind of knew who she was, but she didn't actually think about how she was being perceived from a third person perspective. So if you don't know how you're being perceived, you can either, you know, book a call with me or ask a friend or family member who you trust. Say, hey, can you look at my dating app profile? Do you think this accurately represents me? And if not, then maybe that's worth really cleaning up. And hey, by the way, if that does represent you, but that is not positioning you to meet the type of person that you're trying to attract, then this goes back to my favorite saying of we attract what we are, not what we want. Become the type of person you want to attract, right? If you want, for example, someone who is who's really intelligent, loves to read books, maybe you start getting into reading books. And then when you put in your bio, a typical Sunday for me starts with a great cup of coffee and 400-page book on my patio, that's going to feel authentic. Right? You don't want to lead with inauthenticity because that will translate through on the date, right? You might get the date with the kind of person you want, but at the end of the day, it's really pointless if that's not actually keeping and retaining that type of person. So before maybe even updating your profile, it might be worthwhile to ask yourself that, right? Am I embodying the kind of energy I'm trying to attract? If the answer is no, that's step one, right? That's step one. And you know, part of this goes the other way too. Like, be diligent with your swipes. Be discerning with who you choose to match with, right? If you're just swiping right, swiping right, swiping right on every hot guy or hot girl, and you're not taking the time to really look at their bio and look at their photos and ask yourself, could I see myself maybe dating someone like this seriously? Then that is probably something that needs to change, right? You don't want to just be, overwhelming your inbox with messages that go nowhere. Or dates that go nowhere because you failed to actually look at it from a compatibility standpoint. And something I think a lot of people need to get comfortable with is this could lead to you getting less matches. But I would rather you have fewer matches and higher quality ones than have an overflowing inbox of messages on Hinge or Bumble or Tinder or whichever app you're on, but those actually don't transpire into anything meaningful. So quality over quantity. But again, if you want more quantity of higher quality people, you owe it to yourself to not just be discerning with who you're swiping on, but also think about how you could be coming across to the type of person you're trying to attract, right? When we come back from the break, we are going to dive into filters because this is a huge component of dating apps. And I think something that's very underrated, a lot of people don't really take the time to truly leverage those filters. And some of them do require, you know, an in-app premium, but we're going to dive into all that and more after the break. So stay with me. Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So let's talk a little bit more about filters because these can be extremely effective in pre-screening people for compatibility. And if you are dating with intentions of meeting someone for the long term, marriage, starting a family one day, you owe it to yourself to use these filters and save yourself the time, the trouble, the money of matching and meeting people who you could have easily known were not on the same page with you before actually going and meeting them and potentially dating them for a month or two. So each app is a little different because each app has different filters. Some of them are only going to be able to get unlocked if you pay a premium. I personally think if you're on the dating apps, you might actually have a lot more efficiency paying a premium. If you can't justify it, no worries. You just might need to spend a little more time when you're swiping through people and really looking at those preferences. But you know, perfect example of this is like if you want to date people within your religion, I think it is a no-brainer to filter out religions that do not align with yours. It's just a no-brainer. If you want to meet someone who shares the same political ideology as you, you owe it to yourself to filter according to political ideology. Now, not every app offers this. So sometimes you need to include these things in your bio to get the point across. For example, I have a friend who is extremely conservative. And so in her bio, she, you know, put something to the effect of like, if loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right, Trump. Now, if you are not a Trump supporter, you're going to see that and you're going to swipe left most likely because you're seeing that, oh, this person does not align with me politically. This might be a deal breaker for me. So you're saving yourself the trouble. And she is doing herself a favor because she's already cutting through that, right? Now, sometimes she's had actually people respond and try to like start an argument or political debate, which I kind of think is pointless because these are dating apps. They're meant to actually hopefully help you meet someone who you're compatible to. But if you are attracted to someone who has different beliefs and ideologies than you, then I guess go for it. But my point is, you owe it to yourself to give yourself the best chance at meeting someone who fits into your life like a puzzle piece. And one of the easiest ways to do that is through the filters. So do not neglect those filters. Another thing that might be worth filtering is height, right? I know a lot of women and a lot of men actually too have certain height parameters they want to stay within. Now, I would always implore people to really ask themselves, is this a deal breaker or is this just a nice to have? Because there is a difference. For example, for a long time, I always thought I would never date someone who is shorter than 5'11". And lo and behold, the last several guys I've dated have been like 5'8". So, you know, that's an example of like a nice to have. But if that's really important to you, like I have one girlfriend who's almost 6 feet tall. So she does want to meet someone who's her height or taller, then it is worth you having that, you know, filtered in because you're saving yourself the trouble of meeting someone who you're, you know, maybe going to hit it off with, but that's something you're not going to be able to get over. And same with men, right? I know a lot of men who want to date tall women or petite women, leverage those filters. And I believe in cases, you know, again, where it's not a super hard line item for you, maybe it's worth you giving a little wiggle room, right? So like, if you're like, well, it'd be nice to meet a guy who's 5'10 and up, maybe have your filter set to like 5'9", you know? But that's my suggestion because that already is going to weed out people who you're not attracted to or who do not meet your criteria or your really big boxes. And whatever those boxes are is going to come down to you and your preferences, which are going to be different than the next person's preferences. Another example of this is I have coached a lot of people and matchmaked a lot of clients who have academic criteria, right? They want to date someone with a graduate degree or an undergraduate degree. If that's really important to you, start screening for that with the filters. And again, if you don't have the ability to pay the premium or that app that you're on does not have that feature, then you need to be really looking at people's profiles before you just freely swipe right or swipe left. And then this kind of also parlays into like the last point, which is think about the dating apps you're on. Think about if the app you're on is conducive to your long-term dating goals, right? Example, look, I've met people and I know people who have met their spouse on Tinder, but Tinder is an example of an app that has a different stigma than an app like Christian Mingle or an app like Hinge, right? Each app has their own unique brand. And if your dating goals are to meet someone more casually, then maybe Tinder works more for you. But if you're looking to, let's say, meet someone who's Christian, maybe Christian Mingle. Or if you want to date someone who's conservative, maybe that app, I think it's called Right Stuff. If you want to meet someone Jewish, maybe JSwipe is a better app for you. If you want to meet someone who's more influential, maybe an app like Blush or an app like Raya is better for you, right? Think about the type of person you want to meet. Ask yourself, what kind of app are they probably on? And also think about it in the context of your dating goals. Are you in a place where you're really looking to date to marry, or you just dating to date, want to meet more people? Because that is also going to dictate the app that you're on. And you can pre-filter people based on the app itself and the platform itself, right? For example, like I said, if I have some Indian clients and they really want to date people who are Hindu. So they're on certain apps that are just for people in their culture and their religion. And I think that's really great, because then, yes, you can hit it off with someone who's not Indian and have a great relationship, but you're removing that barrier that you already know is going to be a tough conversation for you. If it's important to you, again, for some people, it's not. So that's how I want you guys to start thinking about dating. I want you to be really strategic when it comes to dating apps, because these little changes can actually create massive impact in your dating life in terms of the quality of people you're able to be exposed to. Also, I know a lot of people have this notion that there are no high-value singles on dating apps, and that is absolutely false. So many people who are single are on dating apps, and they're looking for love just as much as you are. And yes, it's not a guarantee that you're going to find the love of your life on a dating app, but if you're single and you want to meet someone, then you owe it to yourself, I think, to give yourself the best chance of doing that by casting a wider net, but being discerning by leveraging the filters and some of the tips that I shared today on how to actually track someone who's compatible and high quality. And there are an abundance of single people on these dating apps, obviously. They are catered to single people. So there's really no harm in putting yourself out there. You never know who you might meet, and like attracts like. So if you are a high quality person and someone else happens to be on an app who's a high quality person, and they see you and they're like, wow, I really need to meet this great girl or this guy, they look awesome, then that could end up being an incredible love story. And it's sometimes just a couple tweaks here and there in terms of the photos that you put up and the filters you use and the things that you choose to include in your bio that make all the difference. So don't underestimate the power of dating apps. And if you're single and you're really looking to meet a high value mate, I think it is worth it to be on them, but just make sure you are putting some of these strategies into effect if you want to date more strategically, okay? I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to leave me a rating and a review if you did. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on social media at ask.nelly and send me a question that you have about dating apps or dating in general, or share an experience that you had with me that you feel would be helpful for me to address on a future episode, because you never know, you might just make it into one of these episodes. Thank you so much. I'm sending you love, and I will talk to you later. Bye.